Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Joe Gabriel.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this Sunday edition of Cavs HQ. Hope you enjoyed the weekend as the Cavaliers are out in Summer League in full flight. I'm John Michael, joined by a man who is out there covering the Cavs for the past week from Cavs.com. It is Joe Gabriel. Joseph, good to see you.
Juan Miguel, very good to see you.
Very tan. You're all, look at you, out by the pool.
I know, I'm bronzed, man.
I know.
I'll show you my Speedo tan lines after the show.
Please don't. Please refrain from doing that. Hey, Cavs out in Summer League, right?
Yes.
We have Jetty Osmond, of course. Mm-hmm. Ante Zizic, number 8 overall pick. Colin Sexton, who's been terrific. Here's my question for you.
And our two-way guy, Billy Preston.
Don't forget
about him. A very intriguing guy.
That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about each of those guys. We're going to hear from Zizic, Osmond, and Sexton as this hour-long Cavs HQ rolls along with James Posey, who is the acting head coach out in Vegas for the Cavs. Here's my question for you. Cavaliers last season, 2017, did not draft. Cavaliers in 2016 did not draft. Cavaliers in 2015 had a pick in the first round. It was 24 overall. They traded down to take 2 second-round picks, picked Tyus Jones for Minnesota. Jetty Osmond was selected in the second round by the Cavs. Here's my question for you. You've covered Vegas League now for the last couple of seasons. What were you even watching the last couple of years? I mean, the Cavs have prospects, guys who are going to be on this team. What were you looking at? You weren't looking at anything?
No, I didn't.
You weren't looking at anything.
My last summer league was 2014, the year LeBron made his decision. That was my last summer league.
So that answers the question. They didn't even bother to send you to summer league.
I did not go to summer league, no.
Well, there you go.
I watched from the comfort of my Cleveland abode.
I was under the impression that you had gone each
No.
Oh my God. I mean, as the Cavs beat reporter, one would think, but now it makes sense.
No, yes, no. No chance.
You weren't even
but
out
I was,
there.
I was super excited to go this year. I really was, and I'm so glad I went. Really, I come back re-energized for the Cavaliers.
Clearly, I mean, it's a new time in the organizational cycle.
Yes,
you know, the Cavs won a championship. I mean, here in Cleveland, this is new. I mean, for generations of people to win a championship and now come to the part of the the cycle where
you're
regenerating.
You're right.
I'm interested to see how everybody reacts to this and whatnot. But you saw some – I think the game's been entertaining as well. And it starts
–
hey, that number 8 pick in Colin Sexton, everybody wanted to see what this kid looks like against better competition.
Yeah.
And so far, so good.
Yeah, I mean, he's just Scott Zarella, who's out there, has used the word, and, I can't improve on it, fearless. He plays a fearless game. I mean, he's just an aggressive, tough, fearless, player. He goes after it. He's assertive. The first game, no assists, and he looked like – that was the first time he'd played organized hoop since they got knocked out by Villanova.
Right.
So, I mean, the kid, hadn't played. The thing I like about all the players I'm seeing from the Cavs in Summer League, all the key guys we talked about, they got better from game to game. Colin Sexton gets better by the game. And I know it's Summer League and it's, the competition's going to get much hairier when it gets to the NBA, but he's improving. He's learning as he goes, and it's really encouraging.
You mentioned Jay Wright of Villanova, head coach for Villanova, said last year that Colin Sexton was the most dynamic guard that his team played against all year.
Yeah.
They played some pretty good teams.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, they probably did.
Over the last couple of seasons. I thought that was high praise.
Yeah.
You mentioned Scott Zarella. He's the play-by-play voice of the Canton Charts, Cavaliers NBA G League affiliate. He's still out there in Vegas. He caught up with Colin Sexton, Jetty Osmond, Ante Zizic, and James Posey. And we're going to take a listen to all of those interviews as we roll along. Let's take a break. Get right to it right here on Cavs HQ.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Your lawn is where life happens, and Cub Cadet wants to help you make the most of it by offering exceptional financing on our lineup of residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control of the RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the Lap Bar Control Z-Force LX mower, these mowers are sure to help you bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
John Michael and Joe Gabriel here on Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us. Cavaliers at Summer League as we speak. A number of players, Ante Zizic, Jetty Osman, Colin Sexton. Players to keep an eye on as Vegas League rolls along and as we head into camp. Another guy to keep an eye on. The coaching staff changing a little bit during the offseason. Jim Boylan will not be back, nor will Phil Handy. James Posey got the nod to be the head coach. This has happened. This is typically the way it works.
Yeah.
One of the younger coaches gets to be the head coach in Vegas League. Posey's turn to do that. You were out in Vegas. How did Big Pose fare out there? How do you look?
Well, it's funny. It's like, you know, you watch every guy, you know, everybody has a different personality. Every coach has a different personality. And, you know, Damon Jones had been the coach before.
Right.
And obviously, they,
his personality is different than
James Posey. Very slightly different. James Posey and Damon Jones.
They seem but so similar.
It's cool because he really wants the guys to be, you know, to play with confidence. And this is the chance for the young guys to kind of stick their chest out a little bit. You know what I mean? For the whole year, most of these young guys are kind of, you know, getting donuts and being, you know, second-class citizens on the team. And now it's their chance to really kind of, you know, bow up. And I think that's what James Posey really wants, these guys being confident, feeling good about themselves. So it was cool to watch Posey in a different role than he is with the team.
And we talked about Zizic, Osman, and Sexton. They, you know, are looking for roles with this Cavalier team. Other players in the Vegas League auditioning for roles not just in the NBA, but maybe in the G League as well. And the Cavs NBA G League affiliate, of course, is the Canton Charge. Scott Zarrilla calls the games for the Charge. He was out in Vegas, as he should be, scouting and taking a look at what's out there right now. And he is the man who caught up with Vegas head coach James Posey. Let's take a listen.
Well, Coach, first and foremost, Summer League, you're the head coach of the Cavaliers in Summer League. How's it been for you so far?
Everything's been great. A great group of guys that came in day one and set the tone of playing hard, playing together, and it's been showing the past couple games.
James, I was told a long time ago that one of the biggest steps in the NBA is from being an assistant coach to the head coach. Now, granted, it is just summer league, but how much of a difference have you noticed being an assistant coach to now the head coach?
Oh, it's a big difference. I mean, you sit in that seat now. I mean, you have to think of a million different things, you know what I'm saying, as far as how you want your guys to play, mm-hmm. to get the most out of your guys, you know what I'm saying, the preparation for, you know, practices and things like that, and also, you know, coming into games, you know, what you want to accomplish in a game. So the game day prep is big. So a little bit more, because, like I said, it's just a lot of information that you're thinking about all day, just how you can prepare these guys to get a win.
The other thing I always ask players is, you know, we've heard that the game slows down for them. The more they play, it slows down. It makes it a little bit easier. Is the game really fast for you now that you're the head coach here? Have you noticed it speed up that you're the head coach?
The first game, I think I was sped up for the most part, because it was brand new. But I think just, you know, getting the first one under my belt a little bit, and just everything's been able to slow down a little bit. So, the first game, I was a little sped up, like, oh, and I was sweating bullets over there, too. Everybody was laughing at me. But I think I was able to calm down a little bit, too. Yeah. And then even just with that, you know, sort of having a calmer demeanor. So, you know what I'm saying, the team can see that I'm calm and I'm not in a rush, or, you know what I'm saying, making bad decisions.
I guess that'll lead me into my next question of, you know, players work on things in summer league. Are you able to work on your coaching as the coach of summer league? And how difficult is it to balance that with also, you know, coaching the players and helping to develop them while continuing to try to win games?
I guess most of the time you see me, I'm behind a bench and I'm just looking around. So actually, this opportunity, you know, given by T. Lou and Kobe, you know what I'm saying, just be able to be out front, you know, like I said, to put the practices together, to lead a team, to work with these guys and help them get better for the summer league. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm just, you know, thankful for this opportunity.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about a couple of players that everybody at home is keeping an eye on and get your thoughts on how you've seen them progress as we've moved along. Of course, first round pick Colin Sexton. What do you like about him? What's he been doing so far?
He's tough. He works hard. His quickness and speed, you know what I'm saying? He's going to continue to get better. But, you know, working the pick and roll, getting downhill, being able to make the decisions for himself to finish, or, you know, bigs, or making the right play. So he's been doing a good job here in summer league, and I think he's just going to continue to get better. But his presence, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's out there, he's competing, he's playing hard every second, and you can just see it when he plays.
Jetty Osmond had not a surprising rookie year, but he came aboard and got some opportunities that played well for a rookie. What do you like about him so far in the summer?
I'm happy for Jetty because, you know, he had limited minutes this season, but mm-hmm. for the most part, he stayed in the gym. He worked on his game, so he's been waiting for this opportunity. And now, you know, he has it, and he's been playing well with it. And that's one thing that I said to him, you know, after the season, knowing that I was going to be coaching the summer league, that we're coming through you. You know, I know all the hard work you put in, so this is your team. Run it and just go out there and have fun with it and just have a great summer.
Someone else who's played very well, I know you've been going through him, Ante Zizic, has had terrific summer league to this point. It looks like he's really settled down and settled into, you know, his big man's role.
Yeah, Big Z, same thing, you know, limited minutes this year, but when he played in those minutes, he was very productive. But he also been waiting for this opportunity as well. You know, he put in a lot of time with Vitaly, and, you know, now he has his opportunity. And that was another player, too, that I told, hey, we're going to feature you more so in the post, so be ready. He said he'll be ready, and, you know, he's been able to carry the team with Jetty, you know what I'm saying, in summer league.
And finally, Billy Preston. A lot of guys, we hear about his potential, and, you know, there's so much upside to him. We're finally starting to see him get some rust knocked off of his game. What have you seen? What do you like?
Yeah, I think it's rust for the most part, and but I mean, he still has to be around the game a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, for him, I think he's just anxious a little bit, so he's sped up a little bit. So I try to do a good job of calming him down a little bit and just putting simple sets for him so he can operate and show, you know, his gifts and his talents. So he's going to continue to work, you know, understand the game, and of course, you know, within our system, we'll find ways to make sure, you know, he's playing at a high level.
James Posey out there coaching the Cavs Vegas League team. Ante Zizic, Jetty Osmond, Colin Sexton we talked about. How about Billy Preston get signed to a two-way deal?
Yeah, I mean, he's really fun to watch because, I mean, the guy's played, I think, what, three, five games since high school?
Professionally, right.
Yeah,
over
I mean,
in Europe.
So right. He's such a mystery. And I have to say, somebody on the Twitter sent something about who he looks like and who he resembles.
Yeah.
He looks like a young Antonio McDice. He does. He's built like him. He looks like him. I mean, really, he's – but he's kind of a fascinating guy, and he looks he has the pro look. I mean, you know, when you he passes the eye test.
Yeah.
You know.
For one of those.
And
I
he's
mean,
long. He's big. I mean, he has the body where he could put on a ton of muscle. I mean, he really he's a very intriguing guy. Could be the steal of the draft.
Right. For people who aren't familiar with the story, Billy signed with Kansas, ended up never playing a game for Kansas, went overseas. Played, I think it was three games, maybe
three
five,
games,
something
three,
like that.
Yeah.
Got hurt.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's it.
Yeah, and he was projected to go somewhere in the draft. Didn't get drafted. The Cavs signed him, liked what they saw enough to give him a two-way deal. You only get two-way deals.
Yeah.
And Billy Preston's already been locked into one. So
I love that he's a two-way guy. Sometimes you get a two-way guy, and he's, you know, a guy
that you know isn't going to make it.
Exactly, that you know kind of what he is, whereas Billy Preston – you know, the big word is always upside.
Yeah.
That kid has a ton of upside. You could tell by just watching him in one game. He was winded in the first game, and, you know, obviously he had all the rust he had to knock off. But, you know, that was a great signing by Cleveland just on a gamble, you know.
The Cavaliers with number 8 selected Colin Sexton in the most recent draft. We will hear from Colin in the next segment when we're back right here on Cavs HQ. At number 8 in the most recent draft, the Cavaliers picked Colin Sexton, a 19-year-old out of Alabama. Elite speed and quickness. This is the scouting report, Joe Gabriel. Explosive leaper and finisher. But I think what the Cavs like the most, competitive and competes defensively. He's been described as the meanest dude on the court. And I think, you know, when you look back at the Cavs over the last couple of seasons, I think the front office, the coaching staff, and even the Cavs themselves would say, they could use a little more grit, a little more edge, particularly on that defensive end of the floor.
When we were talking about doing pre-draft stuff, the one thing I like Colin Sexton, just what I saw of him. You know, you watch YouTube clips, you read stuff. I liked his nickname, the Young Bull, because you don't get that nickname by being a shy, flower on the wall. I mean, you got to earn that nickname, and he does. I mean, it's a point guard league. You could say what you want about the, positionless players, but it's a point guard league. They kind of determine the pace of everything, and he just constantly puts the pressure on the defense. He's constantly just coming at you.
Scott Cirilla is covering the Cavs out in Vegas, and he caught up with Colin earlier.
Here we are in Summer League. How excited are you to finally get things moving in the right direction with your rookie season coming up shortly?
I'm very excited. Haven't been on the floor since we lost to Villanova, so I'm just getting out there and get the jitters off and just getting back in the flow of things. That was the biggest thing. So,
how has it been for you and your family? Because this is such a life-changing event for you. So not only yourself, but your parents and anyone else that's close to you. How has your life changed since draft night as you're, again, getting your finally away from off the basketball court to the basketball court where you'd much rather be?
It's changed a whole lot. Just trying to take it day by day and not worry about the next day. Just stay consistent on who you are and being true to who I am and don't change anything.
Okay, now you've played just the one season in Alabama, and throughout Summer League, we're going to get a chance to see you a little bit here and there. But for those of us who don't get a whole lot of opportunity to this point, describe your game. What can we expect to see from you here in Summer League?
Just going out there and being aggressive, playing defense and getting my teammates involved, and just being an all-around player. That's about it. So.
Now, you were fortunate enough at Alabama to play for a former NBA point guard in Avery Johnson. Right. How did he help your game prepare for you as you move forward in your career?
He helped me a whole lot on the court as well as off the court. He taught me off the court just to be respectful. And then on the court, he really taught me everything about the pick and roll, everything I need to know about the pick and roll and how to defend it and stuff like that. So.
Now, you're also, of course, going to be very fortunate. Your head coach is Tyronn Lue. Tyronn, an NBA point guard himself. How can he help take you that next step as well off of what you learned from Avery?
He just told me that he's going to teach me because I don't know everything, and I just want to come in and listen so I can be the best player I can be. So,
how difficult is it for you to, when you get into Summer League, you want to prove yourself, you belong, you want to work on your game, but how do you also have to balance the fact that you're still trying to fit in? And as you just mentioned, you're a rookie. You're still trying to learn the NBA game itself.
Just going out there and listening to my guys on the team, because especially those who played in the NBA and played in G League and stuff like that, just going out there listening to them and letting them help me as I go out there and play my first couple Summer League games.
I thought it was very interesting on draft night when we asked General Manager Kobe Altman to describe you. He didn't first talk about your game. He talked about competitive. He said competitive, a competitor. Where does that come from?
I would say my family, because we compete at everything we do, especially like when we're having like game night or something like that. So we're just going to compete, try to win. So.
Game night, you're not talking basketball games, you're talking board games?
Nah, probably
video games?
Nah, Connect Four. That's
okay, Connect Four, gotcha. How does that help you as a basketball player?
Just going out there and giving it everything I got when I'm on the floor, and I give 110%, then I feel like I'm at least trying to get good results most of the time. So.
On draft night, we found it interesting. There is a video that I know you've been asked about. I believe it was high school. A player was looking at you. You kind of noticed. You looked down at him. You kind of gave him a look.
Yeah.
Can you describe that for us? What was going on through your mind? Because, again, that's not so. A lot of players would have just ignored or looked away, but you kind of met that little bit of a challenge.
Right. Oh, yeah. He was challenging me pretty much. That's what I felt like. So I had to look back at him. Just put a little fear in his eyes. That's it.
How does that translate to you onto the floor? I mean, not obviously, if that's how you are as a person, but how does that translate as being a basketball player?
On the court, I'm totally different, but off the court, I'm chill. But on the court, when you're in between those lines, no friends, it's either win or try to win. That's about it.
The nickname Young Bull. Physically, you don't look like a young bull. Where does that come from?
I would just say the aggression I have when I'm out there playing, just going out there and giving them my all, really. So.
Okay, it's rookie, it's summer league. Have you ever been to Las Vegas before?
Yes.
You have? Okay, what do you think of it? Did you enjoy the atmosphere and everything that comes with it?
Yeah, it's cool. It's not a place that you would want to live because it's hot. But other than that, it's a good place. So.
He's just a fun guy to listen to, isn't he?
He's the best kid. I mean, I already like him. You know, I mean, he's got some flair already. He's got some juice to him. You know, he's a fun kid.
How about the story about in college?
Yeah.
Alabama was in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center.
Yeah, where he got drafted. Yeah.
Right, taking on Minnesota. There was a scrum.
Yeah.
A fight.
Mm-hmm.
Players ejected. They played 3-on-5 for about 11 minutes.
Yeah.
You covered this, right? You did a story on this?
Well, I did a story on just kind of breaking down, like, you know, how it happened and what, you know, I asked Colin about it in Vegas.
Right.
About, you know, and
they almost won, by the way.
They were within three with, I think, a minute and a half to go.
Yeah.
You know, he led a 7-0 charge. And, I mean, the thing he talked about, the thing I liked about it was, like, he took ownership at Alabama. He said, I'm going to come in and change this program. I'm going to take us to the top 25, and he's going to be in a similar role with the Cavs. So I like that this kid, you know, I mean, he talked about how after the game, how his team greeted them in the tunnel, you know, just all came out of the locker room to greet him. You've been in the Barclays Center a million times. You know what that's like back there. So, I mean, he's an engaging kid. He's a kid that I think Clevelanders are going to love.
Yeah, and along the same lines at his press conference, he was asked, well, Alabama's a football school, right? He said, well, yeah, but when I got there, my goal was to make it a basketball school right along as well. It follows that same trend.
Exactly.
You know, you get into the head of Colin Sexton and know what kind of a player he is. Cavs fans should like this guy for years to come. We're going to take a break right here on Cavs HQ. Back with more right after this.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
Hey, Dexter. Did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package. Tree plan with smart thermostats. Filters? Ooh, they have filters. There's air filters.
Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so
shop
many
now
filters.
At smart-mart.com.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
Our customers loved our Pick Your Deal offer, so we're bringing it back this weekend at Lowe's. It's time to pick your discount, pick your payment, and pick your deal. Levin's lets you decide how you want to pay for your furniture and mattresses. Get 6 months no interest plus 10% off, or get 24 interest plus 20% off, or get 6 months no interest and get our biggest discount, 25% off your entire order. That means our Frankie Power Reclining Sofa's just $636, plus have it all delivered free. This weekend, you pick at Levin's.
Free delivery with $9.99 minimum purchase.
We're back on Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside Cavs beat reporter Joe Gabriel. We heard from Colin Sexton. We heard from Cavs Vegas head coach James Posey. Coming up in the next half hour, Ante Zizic and Jetty Osman, two guys who got their first taste of the NBA last season. We were laughing that the Cavs haven't had a draft pick in a couple of years. They haven't even had a rookie in a couple of years until last year.
Right. This is fun. I'm telling you, I really, this is kind of a fun little, this is a fun era of Cavs basketball. I hope people enjoy it.
Different.
Yeah, different.
It's a different spot along, as we mentioned, it's a different spot along the cycle that is sports.
That's it. Circle of life. That's the way it goes.
I'm interested to see how the fans react. I'm interested to see what the season looks like.
They're
going to
love these guys.
Right.
They're going to love these guys.
It's different. It's going to be. It certainly is going to be interesting as we head into the season. All right, in the second half hour of Cavs HQ, we will hear from Ante Zizic. We will hear from Jetty Osman. That is all straight ahead. We're back on Cavs HQ for the second half hour. John Michael alongside Cavs beat reporter Joe Gabriel. Cavaliers had two rookies last season after having had nearly none the previous couple of years. Ante Zizic and Jetty Osman. Do you recall what one of the first things that happened to Jetty Osman in the first practice of camp last season? Do you know what his first NBA experience was, basically, virtually?
I believe LeBron stepped on his
ankle. Yes, that is exactly
right. LeBron stepped on his foot, twisted his ankle.
He stepped on his foot. Yeah. Like, indestructible LeBron, right?
Right.
First practice of camp. I mean, we're talking maybe 10 minutes in.
Right.
Stepped on Jetty's foot, twisted his ankle, limped off. Yeah. Everybody was in shock.
Jetty, probably thought he was going to get cut right there.
He did. Jetty Rafa, who is the co-host of this show, Rafa Hernandez Brito, Spanish voice of the Cavs, during the regular season, he interviewed Jetty afterwards. Jetty not only went back to the cold tub or wherever LeBron was and apologized during practice, he literally thought they were going to ship him back. He thought they were going to ship him back to
Europe. Ship him back to Turkey?
Right. Hey, thanks for coming over, man. But you just injured, I don't know, the best player on the team, best player in the league.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of a rough little start for young Jetty.
Yes, he was stark white when that happened, I can report, from camp. But Jetty recovered quite well. During the season, played 61 games. Remember, he had that snit where he was starting for a while.
Yeah,
Had the injuries.
Right
12
after
games.
Right around the trade, right when the trade deadline. Yeah. And he looked good. I mean, he looks. You know, I said it earlier. The eye test. He passes the eye test.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan, but I'm saying he's. You know, he passes the eye test. He's going to be a good pro.
You know, we were talking about camp, and one of the things you can find out immediately from camp is that the veterans. There are a lot of kids in camp. Mm-hmm. Okay, usually 20 people in camp.
Yeah.
Right. You can only keep 15. There are some who can play, and there are some who can't, and you know instantly who the veterans think can play, and who the veterans know can't play.
Absolutely.
And Jetty, the encouragement was there right from the beginning. You know, there are other guys, again, who have been with this team and have, you know, stuck with this team over the previous couple of seasons, who the veterans basically knew could not play.
Right. They'll sort it out for you.
Quickly,
really.
Yes. Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very
yeah.
quickly.
Yeah.
You will stand out in camp if you can't play.
Yes.
And Jetty fit right in.
Yes. And again, I got to go right back to it, the eye test. When you watch Jetty in Summer League, again, it's Summer League. I understand all those things. When you watch him, he's been the best player on the floor. That's important. And I also mentioned about these young guys that they got to go somewhere. They got to go somewhere and stick their chest out and feel good about themselves and not feel like a rookie and a kid and, you know, the second option. Jetty, you can tell, is feeling his oats a little bit, man. He's starting to feel like taking a little ownership of his position on this team and with the franchise. This is good for his confidence. He's going to come back from Summer League a different guy and a different player.
Scott Zarella caught up with Jetty in Vegas. Here's a listen.
Well, Jetty, before we talk about Summer League and before we talk about the season coming up, I want to look back real quick. You know, your rookie season, a lot of players have all sorts of struggles, but you, in your opportunities given, I thought you played very well. What were your thoughts on how you played in your rookie season with the Cavs?
It was actually more than I expected, you know. As a rookie playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is a team that was four times in a row in a NBA final, was a big thing for me. And playing, getting minutes at one point, starting in the first five, was a really big thing for me. And I was just staying ready all the time, you know. Even sometimes there were some times that I didn't play. Sometimes I was playing 1 minute, 30 seconds, like one game, 30 minutes. So I was always trying to stay ready, yeah.
How did you feel your game improved with all that being said? A lot of inconsistency, as you mentioned, but from start to finish, how much better of a player are you at the end of the year than you were at the beginning?
You know, I can feel that the difference between last year and now. This year, you know, like I learned a lot of things last year, and now I'm trying to use those things that I was working on last year, and I feel much stronger in the court.
That's a perfect lead into my next question. Is there one thing that you felt was most important that you learned from your rookie year, or the one thing you can take that you really want to bring into your second season?
I mean, the one thing that I learned is, like, to be always ready, to keep myself ready, to keep my body ready, and because you never know. So at one point, they would just call their name, and you have to go there and give your best. So that's why I was always ready, and that was the most important thing for me that I learned.
How are you using Summer League? Because you've looked to be very aggressive thus far. Are you working on your weaknesses? Are you trying to add things to your game? What are you trying to use here, here in Vegas?
Of course, I'm trying to take more responsibility and to lead the team, and also to. It's like a big preparation and a big experience for me for the next year. So I feel that for the next year, I'm going to have more opportunity that I have. For looking for the past year, I'm going to have more opportunity this year. So I feel that I'm going to have a chance to take more responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I know that I can create for my teammates and for myself too. And also I can play defense. So this is going to be a big year for me.
Does that make you more comfortable and confident, the fact that you got through your rookie season, and now that you're getting regular minutes, you're in the rotation, you're starting, is that helping you, again, kind of settle into who you are as a player, and do you think that can really help you moving forward?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel I have confidence in myself, you know. I feel really good, and I know what I'm capable of, and I'm ready to show that this year.
That's another perfect lead into my next question. So how excited are you with all that we've been talking about, that granted we've still got the summer to finish, we've got Summer League to finish, but you can see your second season coming up. How excited are you to take everything we've talked about and apply that to the Cavs?
I'm really excited. I'm excited for the, like, because I feel like this is going to be a special year for me, and that I'm going to have a lot of opportunities to show what I'm capable of. We're going to have a young team, you know, a lot of young players, and I think that we're gonna surprise everybody.
I didn't write this question down, but I like the way you said it, so I want to follow up. You said what you're capable of. You know what you're capable of. Why don't you tell us, what do you think you're capable of doing this year?
So, like, last year I wasn't able to play with the ball that much, like I'm right now, mm-hmm. playing the Summer League. So, you know, I know if you watch the national team games or if you follow the highlights. So when I'm playing national team, I'm the guy always who was leading the team, was playing 1 through 4, was creating for myself and for the teammates, was calling the plays. So that's why I know like how to lead. That's why I can show a lot of things that I couldn't show last year.
Easy to tell how this guy became a fan favorite just his first season in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, on top of that, he's got like the it factor. He's got the charm. I mean, he does. He's got the guy, the movie star good looks. I think he was in a Head and Shoulders commercial overseas. I really believe that.
Somebody tweeted like you'd be more apt to see him on the runway than you are to see him grinding it out in the NBA.
And he owns it too. He owns it, man. Jetty owns it. He feels good about himself.
Looks like a kid. And he should. Best of luck. One of our favorites, one of the fan favorites coming into season number 2. Another guy coming into season number 2, Ante Zizic. We'll catch up with him when we come back.
Our customers loved our Pick Your Deal offer, so we're bringing it back this weekend at Levin's. It's time to pick your discount, pick your payment, and pick your deal. Levin's lets you decide how you want to pay for your furniture and mattresses. Get 60 months no interest plus 10% off, or get 24 months no interest plus 20% off, or get 6 months no interest and get our biggest discount, 25% off your entire order. That means our Frankie Power reclining sofa's just $636, plus have it all delivered free. This weekend, you pick at Levin's.
Free delivery.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
It's time for some basketball at the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
We're back here on Cavs HQ alongside Joe Gabriel. I am merely John Michael. Great to have you with us on this Sunday night. In the second half of the show, we've been talking about a couple of guys who were rookies last season, Jetty Osman and Ante Zizic. Joseph, as you know, my partner on the radio side, Jim Jones, loves his big men.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been on Ante Zizic since camp,
Amen.
The trade. He came over in the Kyrie Irving deal, of course. Right now it's Colin Sexton and Ante Zizic. They're the pieces remaining from that deal that took place last summer. Jimmy loves Ante, and he's been
love
good
him.
Out there in Vegas, huh?
He's my guy.
Yeah.
I love him as a player. I love all last year I did. I'll tell you one thing I love about Ante Zizic as a player, speaking of Jones, is he plays center. He doesn't float out to the three-point line.
It's a bit of a throwback, right?
Right. That guy plays. He plays point blank, back to the basket, right around the rim. I mean, he's a throwback, and you know, the NBA is so much about, you know, I'm going to sound like an old guy here. It's like about, you know, three-point shooting and finesse.
Stretch fours.
Right,
stretch
five. Fours, man. This guy is he's like a blunt instrument. Put him in there and let him go. But he's got great footwork. You know, he could finish with both hands.
Yeah.
I love him. Really, I do. He's
six of the first seven draft.
And 21 years old.
Yeah, six of the first seven draft picks this year, all 19 years of age, the big men. Pretty much all of them stretch guys.
Right,
I mean,
a couple
Mo Bamba's in there as a shot blocker.
Right,
a couple guys can defend at the rim. But these are guys who all, you know, like to extend the floor and show their range.
This guy,
Ante's out in Vegas shooting about 70%. You don't do that by taking anything mid-range.
Right. He gets down there and he doesn't leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a big body. I mean, he's strong. He's a throwback. And, you know, as far as the center position, you know – hey, look, there's still some moves we have to make. Larry Nance was out there, you know, working with the guys a little bit. Really, the center position is something that the Cavs, they have a really bright future at that spot. You know, you could say what you want about all the other spots, but at the center spot, they're really in good shape for the future.
Some interesting, engaging guys at that position, young guys, as you mentioned, in Zizic and Nance, and Scott Zarella, who is the play-by-play voice of the Canton Charge. He has been covering the Cavaliers out in Vegas League, and he and Ante had a word.
Well, Ante, it's great to finally get to catch up with you, talk a little bit. Before we talk about now, before we talk about the future, let's talk about the past very briefly. Your rookie season last year, you got some good opportunities here and there. How did you feel that it went for you last year?
Yeah, it was a really good year for me, kind of. It starts, you know, something different, like I didn't expect. I was traded. Actually, first I played summer league, then I was traded. I wasn't prepared for that, you know. But, you know, NBA is like that. You never know when you can be traded, so you have to be prepared. So I learned that right away. And then I come in a team with, like, a bunch of good vets and superstars. So for me, it was like a great experience, I can say, because if I have finally opportunity to learn from the best ones. And then I knew it on the beginning, I cannot play right away because I got a couple guys in my position, you know, I'm still young, so I try to work hard, wait my opportunity, have some run with the G League team. Yep. That's helped me a lot. And then when a couple guys get injured, I step in, I get a couple good games. So it was good. It was good, especially playoff experience with the team. That's something which you can, you know, dream about. And now summer league, everything is going like really good for me.
How do you feel that you have improved from last year? Again, as you mentioned, you didn't have a lot of opportunities to begin with, but then you started to get them. Now that you've got a full season behind you, how much better of a player are you today than you were last summer?
I mean, I improve a lot because last year in this time, I also played summer league, but I come right away from overseas. I got a long season, and that was like my first touch with NBA basketball. And NBA basketball and basketball overseas is like, it's different. So I always was saying like, okay, I need just time to adjust on, you know, game speed, on some new rules, on, you know, physicality, and I will be all right. So I was you know, keep it with that. And through all the season, I work on my weakness. And right now I feel like, you know, for me, summer league is something like is easy, you know, which you can see from the first game is like, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, you also spent some good time with the Canton Charge last year, which gave you a lot of consistency when you did get to play. How much did you enjoy your time with the Charge, and how much did that help you with your time with the Cavaliers?
So that's some like good experience for me, especially I will recommend that to all young guys, especially who never played like pro. I used to play pro overseas, so that's kind of different, but when you don't play, you need some run, and NBA is like that. You cannot practice. So G League is something great, you know. And for me, G League helped me a lot. I was around was like good coaching staff, good guys, good players around me, so I was enjoying playing with them. And
For me, it was like good experience, and I feel improvement. And you know, game by game, I'm getting better and better.
Now, Summer League, you have played, as you mentioned, very well. What are you trying to get accomplished here? Are you working on weaknesses? Are you trying to make your strengths better? Are you trying to just do something different that you haven't done before? What is the approach for you?
So, like I say, you know, I'm still 21. I'm not like, I'm not a veteran. So, I think I got time to work on everything and improve every single detail of my game. So, especially this summer and after Summer League, I'll take some, you know, I'll take some days off and start right away with hard work, like through the whole season. You can always get better in, you know, improve your body, you know, improve your some basketball details. So I will focus on that, you know, like my body, like mid-range shot, mostly. Yep.
Now, how excited are you now for the upcoming season?
Oh, I'm super excited, you know. It's the NBA, my opportunity is coming. I won't be ready for that, you know.
So heading into this weekend, Ante Zizic was second in the Vegas lead in rebounds per game. Not all that surprising, maybe surprising. I mean, he's been around the block once, but we have all these high jumpers and these athletes coming out, you know, 19 years of age in the draft. Like I mentioned, six of the first seven picks were big men, and here's Ante leading the charge rebounding-wise. Some of the top guys out there in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but, I mean, he's feeling confident. You can see it in him. I mean, he feels like a starter. He feels like an NBA player now, and he's playing that way. He's a confident, aggressive player anyway, so it's good.
Fundamentals good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was able to cut his teeth over in Europe, and we see that out of a lot of European players. They come over, and they're a lot, you know, in terms of those fundamentals, in terms of that footwork, a lot more polished than some of these 19-year-olds coming out with all this raw ability, right?
One thing I always go back to with Ante Zizic is he was named, I think, the top player of that Adriatic League the last year before he got drafted. And guys that have done that before are Dario Saric. I think Nikola Jokic was that. You know, these guys have funny names the first time you hear them. And it's true. When you say Ante Zizic, people laugh. Oh, yeah, Ante Zizic, that's funny. People would have said the same thing about Joseph Nurkic, Nikola Jokic. I mean, these guys, you haven't heard of them. That doesn't mean they're not players, man. These guys, when you come out of that Adriatic League, the guys that come out of that league can play. It's been proven.
Yeah, not the same league, but Luka Doncic is hoping to make a splash as well. He's played with Real Madrid, a team that many have called the 31st best team in the world.
Okay.
And he has some experience. Of course, Doncic was selected by Atlanta for the Dallas Mavericks. So, again, some European flair in this draft. Hopefully the Cavaliers are going to see some European flair. A lot more Ante Zizic, I think, this season.
Oh, yeah. I think he was impressive last year.
Yep, he's, 32 games, by the way, started two.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he had a couple – I think he had 20 points in the finale. You know, I remember on the road trip, he looked really good. He did well against the Lakers. He's a pro player, and he's 21, you know, and big guys traditionally take longer to develop anyway. So I think he's right at a perfect spot in his development. You know, people laugh, you know, again, the name, but he was the 23rd pick in the draft, and you do have to hand it to Boston. They do draft well, and they have a good front office, so I'm sure Danny Ainge didn't part with him lightly.
Player development, something new in the cycle for the Cavaliers. It's funny to hear both Tyronn Lue and Kobe Altman, the Cavs GM, talk about that. Said we're going to be more in the player development business than we've been, at least over the last couple of seasons. And Ante Zizic, Jetty Osman, and Colin Sexton certainly in that mix. We will step away and be back to wrap things up right here on Cavs HQ next. Back to wrap things up here on Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside Joe Gabriel, just back from the Vegas League. Vegas League's a little different nowadays. It's not your older brother's Vegas League, right?
Yeah, it was kind of, it's always been kind of cool, but I think right now with guys being one and done, most people don't get to see a lot of action with these guys. You know what I mean? You don't know much about them. So I think really, and also I think Summer League now is affecting the season. You saw Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma last year do well in summer league,
right.
And it affected them in the season. So, really, summer league is improving. It's kind of fun now.
The Cavaliers: Colin Sexton, Jetty Osmond, Ante Zizic, all getting some run out there in summer league and hoping to project into the Cavaliers rotation next season. That will do it. Our thanks to Scott Zarella, who continues to be out there in Vegas. Joe Gabriel, great job as always. I'm John Michael saying so long. Continue to enjoy the summer, everyone. Take care.